Starting now. Hello guys, welcome to my talk. It's about getting changes into OpenSUSE Leap, you know, Leap 15.3 and newer, and to SLE, which we can. And let me tell you something about myself. I am Luboš Kocman. I work as release manager for OpenSUSE Leap. Let me maybe screen share. And I basically started Linux since people were talking about it. With Mandrake Linux 9.1, it was attached to one of the magazines that I was reading. Otherwise, I used to be release engineer for L6 and 7 in the past. And I was also shortly involved in the beginnings of Fedora modularity. And I was involved in the Czech Open Solaris user group back then when I was kind of into Solaris. So let's check the agenda for today. You may have noticed, but Leap 15.3 is relatively complex. Like, there is a lot of projects that kind of made the end Leap. And the goal here is to basically guide you for these projects, tell you what they are used for, how to contribute to them, so we are on the same page. And by the way, most of the information that I'll be talking about can be found on the OpenSUSE Packaging for Leap wiki page. So if something's incorrect there, you know, or if you feel like we need better explained, also feel free to contribute to the page. Any help is appreciated. So let's talk about how Leap is actually built nowadays. So the line on the top is Tumbleweed or Factory if you want to. And for us, the important part is the bottom right here when we are talking about 15.3. So one set of packages roughly is binary inherited from SUSE SLE 15 from all service pack as a service pack. So just seeing 15 SP3 is kind of incorrect here because it's SP0, SP0 update, SP1, SP1 update, SP2, SP2 update, SP3 that makes the SLE code stream. Plus package hub, that's roughly 2/3. And the last little dot on the bottom, if you can see my cursor, is the Leap branding, you know, Kiwi files, anything related to product builds, or any or packages that we would like to explicitly fork from SLE because we want to keep maybe different behavior. There are a few, and they are not here also in package hub, but let's talk about it a little bit later. The general idea is that SLE and package hub makes new Leap. And since we were building package hub from Leap 15, you know, we always copy the packages. You're thinking that just continuing in this way actually makes sense. So that's why we are reusing that way. We are looking for ways to simplify it and improve it, make it a little bit faster because there is, you know, it's not ideal the way how we build right now. And we want to make it a little bit better in 15.4. So the actual structure, I've mentioned the three projects. So you can see them on the top, OpenSUSE Leap 15.3. Roughly 166 packages. What's different from the 15.2 is that we are actually now building all of the arches with the exception of ARMv7 in there. So we have S390 there newly. Then there is the non-free project, which has the non-free parts that would be Discord, Steam, and others. It's roughly 30 packages, or exactly 30 packages, sorry. Then the backports, that's almost 10,000 packages. This is basically the place where most of the Leap development happens. So if you actually submission, and you know, to Leap, it will be redirected. I will talk about the redirection later. Then it will most likely end up here in between, you know, as long as it's a Leap exclusive package. If it's SLE package, it will end up in SLE. Then we get to SLE. So I'm actually using SUSE SLE 15 SP star because that recovers SP0, SP0 update, 15 update, 15.15 update, because we don't use SP0 in the project name, SP1, SP1 update, and so on. And that's roughly 5,000 packages if you deduplicate the individual updates to individual streams. So, and then what's interesting, and maybe you are not aware of that, is that we have now OpenSUSE Step, which is actually used for full rebuild of OpenSUSE, SUSE Linux Enterprise, because since we inherit binaries from SLE and SLE doesn't have ARMv7, we have to find a way how to, you know, enable ARMv7 builds. So the way how we approach it is by rebuilding each layer of SLE and actually adding ARMv7 support there. And so in the end, it's deduplicated about 5,000 packages. But when I was checking the actual number, including all updates, it was more like 17,000 in each individual service pack. So it's quite large. And then the last project is under the OpenSUSE Step namespace, and it's the front runner where we actually rebuild everything in a single layer, not in individual service packs. And this is where we are actually trying to develop the ARMv7. And you know, we have also option to, we call it in development versions or some suggested fixes for SP for next service pack. So there is a little bit of flexibility where we can take some changes ahead, because you know this bootstrap and rebuild takes quite a lot of time, and this simplification really makes it shorter. And then we would, you know, if it's really like, if the change is considered that it may be dangerous at this point, we need more testing, or it's not yet ready, or the currently development service pack is maybe in RC and we cannot take the change in there, you know, we can actually use this feature to enable the builds. And maybe we will use it for RISC-V enablement in the future, because we are in the point where, you know, this is already working. So this is roughly the structure. I'm skipping images, containers, I know about it, but let's talk about packet submissions. And this is probably where you would contribute. If you would try to contribute to RV7 development, it would be one of the two projects on the bottom, most likely the front runner. So details about the projects. OpenSUSE Elite 15.3, I mentioned that there is only a few 160 packages or so. And it's the top level project, which contains mostly the product configuration and branding and some fork packages from SLI. We are using it for building DVDs. So it's sort of like umbrella project, which takes all, you know, artifacts from SLI, from backports, and then, you know, makes deliverables. And there is one interesting part about the project, and it has the submit request mirroring. So if you are contributing to existing package, not the new one, and you submit something against OpenSUSE Leap, just like in the example, OSSR, OpenSUSE Leap 15.3GA, your package, it will actually detect where is the package coming from, the origin of the package, and the submission will be redirected there. So you don't really have to think about where it is, but there are certain cases where if we are rebuilding the package, we have it forked, you really want to, you want to send a submit request to the true origin, which could be SLI in case that we forked it. So now let's look at the largest one, which is backports, basically the new leap. So the nice part compared to 15.2 is now that we built package hub packages. This is the module on SLI side, the publishable part for SLI. And for Leap, we build it in one project, not twice like we used to before. And we were considering like whether we should actually have these two layers or not. And even now it's a question in 15.4, because the additional layer of being able to maybe put some extra branding on top of the backports and therefore have two different build configurations, like for package hub and Leap, gives us a little bit of flexibility. There are some downsides as well, like a little bit increased complexity. And as I've recently heard also, the scheduler priority is different if you finish like FTP3 build, you know, in foreign project versus the same project. It's also a little bit of delay. And how to contribute to this new leap. So basically I told you, if it's a existing package, you just contribute to OpenSUSE Leap 15.3GA. And if it's a new one, you have to be really explicit, but you can use backports to make sure, like in any case, but I really like the redirection. So I'm always advising to use it, because if it's a SLI package, you know, like it will do the SLI submission for you. And for new packages, please use the actual destination. If for whatever reason you need to add new package to SLI, for example, because we are updating some software there, which then has a new dependency, specify SLI. I will show you on the next slide how to do that. If you are really putting something new to Leap, then you really want backports. If you are adding some branding, then maybe top level Leap project. And right now the behavior is that if you would submit to 15.4GA, Leap 15.4GA, which doesn't exist yet in OBS, but if it would actually land in the top level project, which I feel like is incorrect. So we may actually set default to backports, because this will be the case for most of the packages. So let's have a look at the SUSE SLI star. As I mentioned, it's basically layered structure. You don't see all the service packs here only, because this is the predefined graphics from the slides. So it only fitted these four. But right, everything was once released as SUSE SLI 15.GA, and then you know, like if there was an update to it, the package actually got updated through this SLI 15 update. So then you know it was SLI 15.GA plus updates. Then SLI 15 SP1, maybe V-based GNOME or something, then you know the package got forked in that project. So you can see how it's glued together through the inheritance. And there are some nice things about it, because we actually are supporting code streams in parallel, right? Like the SP1 LTSS, and I believe ended recently. And therefore, we are trying to minimize the amount of code streams that are supported by our maintenance team, which is a nice idea. And but that makes it a little bit tricky when you are trying to contribute to Steam, because you kind of need to understand where you want to place it, or you have to ask somebody, you know, to kind of help you, where should we put the package. Usually, I think this is on the next slide, actually. Usually, if you are thinking where to place it, the answer is, if it's Rebase, the currently developed service pack, so SP4 nowadays. If it's a library that we try to maintain across all code streams, then the answer is the latest supported service pack. So how to submit there? Again, if it's if the package is not forked in SLI, which will be in the most cases for SLI, for SLI packages, we already try to use the binaries from SLI in as many cases as we can. You would just do a submit request against SLI 15.4 and then just name of the package, for example, Bash. Bash is coming from SLI. And this will actually redirect the submit request to SUSE SLI 15 SP4 SP3 update nowadays, because the latest bash was released in SP3 GA. And then the triggers review for SUSE SLI reviewers, and somebody has to manually run OSC jump review, which is a plugin to OSC that release team has. And it will actually show the currently open requests. And if it looks good, if it has issue reference, I will go about details like what you need to have in that submit request to SLI. Then it will trigger the mirror. So the submission will be cloned on the internal instance. And then we have some sync of statuses and comments in place that will basically make sure that, you know, the package, you know, if it passes the workflow, you should know about it on the OBS side. There may be some bugs at the moment, but this is the idea. And then it's basically like any other submission which is created by SUSE Engineer. It will be triggered under the name of person who ran the the review. So in most cases, it will be me. But yeah. So about the jump review, how it looks like. So this is the example output, for example, for Bash. It's basically telling me about the change, and then I'm just looking if it has the issue reference, which we really have to have for every single SLI maintenance request. You need to have a bug reference. If you are doing version update, you will have to have some features referenced. But then if it has all of this, then we can accept it, and it just creates a new SR, you know, with new ID, but in different OBS instance, the internal one, which we refer to as IDS. Right now, this is fully manual, just to make clear. So if I don't run it for 2 days, you have to wait for it. Maybe we should figure out some nice way how, you know, this is this doesn't depend on whether Lubo has vacation or not. But we can talk about it on release team meetings. So closer look at SUSE SLI. What's important when you are doing submission to SLI, right? That's the deadlines. And we try to actually have the same deadlines in LEAP. So our alpha should be really related to their alpha, especially with deadlines, it should be exactly the same. So it feels natural to contribute to it, because SLI may be a little bit more strict about like when the new features should come. In LEAP, it's generally after beta, you shouldn't really delete packages. So deletions should be before, but we, if it's communicated properly, we take changes up until RC, and then it should be really just bug fixes to stabilize it as much as we can. Honestly, it's a little bit more strict, and we have to respect that. It was always the case. It's not that this is something new. And if it's a maintenance request or a late feature request, something that you would open around beta time or even later, which is happening all the time, there is something called ECO. And it may sound scary. We have it on Wiki, so you can actually look for it, what it exactly means. But it's basically engineering change order, which requires some additional approvals. To you, it remains hidden, because even if you have access to Jira, and I will show how it looks like later, you basically see just a feature. And then, you know, in behind, there is one extra Jira, which is blocking your Jira, which has subtasks for each reviewer. Right now, I believe it's 4 reviewers, something like security team, a level 3 support, and so on, who are saying whether change looks okay. There are weekly review meetings when they're actually going over all open DCOs. And once the approval is done, then we can proceed. It will be handed over to maintenance team, and so on and so on. Again, as I mentioned, all requests to SLI have to reference some issue, either Jira, that would be JSC hash, and then the Jira ID. If you did request the Jira SUSE com access as open SUSE contributor, you may look there. If not, we have weekly meetings on Monday, and now also wiki page for planning for features for SP4, where we are referencing these features. And this is something that you should reference in the ESR or the bug. You know, for most bug fixes to maintenance updates, you just need to reference Debugzilla, and that should be pretty fine. And again, like if we will be rejecting this submit request, we are doing it with good intention because we want to shorten the feedback loop. Otherwise, we would mirror it, it would get rejected, it would just take a few more days. Right now, you know, we really need to do the filter so we don't waste anyone's time. So how do these Jira looks like, especially for Leaf 15.3? So if it's not a bug fix or CVE fix in general, but rather version update, we need to have some sort of feature. And we have an OpenSUSE project within Jira where we are tracking all of them. We know that this is not ideal because requesting, you know, account takes some time. It's not that you can just log in and go there. We really have to, you know, make change on SUSE's LDAP and so on, needs to be approved. Takes a few days. We are actually considering some public interface. Right now, Neil Gompa actually created the project leap/features on the Packer instance. We are considering if it could be the front end where we would have all the features and we would have to figure out some sort of sync, probably manually in the beginning, but it would be probably more convenient. You could use your OpenSUSE login, just go there, create it, and then we would review them probably on our Mondays meetings, which I'm referencing here. We have it also on wiki page. If you check the communities, the feature change requests wiki. And what we are doing is that we are collecting these features that are necessary to, you know, for these version updates in SLE. We are always monitoring if there is some progress or what's the blocker, talk about them, talk about what's new, and just making sure that you know, we are tracking everything that needs to be done to unblock progress on Leap, the community part. This is the idea. Most feature requests are, hey, I need to update my package, and you know, like we need to update this version in SLE, this version of library in SLE, and this would be basically the case. So if you ever feel blocked on something, don't say, well, I will wait until SLE updates it. Like, we can really request the change. There is good use case for it. I needed to update my software, so, you know, or we can fix this bug, for example. Then this is exactly what is it used for. The attendees of these meetings are usually me, Neil, sometimes Gertjan joins. I know Sarah was there a few times as well, so feel free to join. I'm also considering maybe in the future to run it on /bar rather than /feature requests because we have more attendance there and it feels more natural to talk to these people. Just switch to this for half an hour, go through it. People can tell you their opinions or maybe we can create some more requests if necessary. And I really want to be open about these. And in the end, it has to be tracked for Jira, but maybe we can use different front ends so it doesn't, you know, you don't have to really worry about the accounts. So we were talking about these origins, SLE, backports, we've also mentioned front runner step, you know, SLE. How do I check that? So I have also some examples here which are a little bit trickier, like the LLVM. You can use, we don't have Origin Manager in 15.3, so you can use OSC Meta or the web browser. I will show it two slides after. And you would do OSC Meta package, OpenSUSE Leap 15.3 LLVM. You know that there is submit request redirection, so if you want to have it easy, just submit to Leap. But, you know, if you really want to double check whether the package is not really a SLE package, I recommend to use OSC Meta. So there you would do LLVM and you can grab it by project or just, you know, it's the second line or first line. And you see that this package is coming from OpenSUSE backports, SLE 15 SP3. So it seems like it's a community package. So it's a Leap package. But in the end, this is one of the packages that we had to fork because of different, you know, expectations on SLE side and Leap side. SLE has LLVM 7, we knew LLVM. And this is the meta package, you know, just saying which one is the default. And otherwise, the same versions of LLVM are available across both distributions, but we have different defaults, let's call it this way. And now the question is, okay, so I see it's in SLE as well, it's in backports, so where do I submit the submit request? And that's the tricky part, I guess, on the new model. So that really depends on some aspects. You can double check really quickly, like, and you know, use common sense. Is it the identical sources? And if it's identical sources, then you probably know that we forked it because we need to rebuild it. Maybe we are utilizing the isOpenSUSE macro and we have something, you know, some different behavior on Leap. And if they are different, then you know that we have an agreement to have completely different source code, like in LLVM's case. And if it's completely different, then most likely the answer is that you want to contribute to Leap, because we have different sources, so we will work on these. If it's identical, then SLI is the answer, because we have to be in sync, and in most cases we are doing forks, for example, because we have some extra multi-build flavors which we would like to have in Leap and in Package Hub, but they are not supported in SLI side. So usually the SLI is the answer, and then we would, you know, copy the source code as soon as it's done and rebuild the package so we can ship the additional flavors. And then if it's in SLI and you see that, for example, the package just like here is coming from SLI 15 SP1 GA, which is EOL already, then that's tricky. Then I really recommend to sync up with us. But on the other hand, if you file a submit request to whatever, even be it SLI 15 SP1 GA, we will go through that review and we will see, oh, we probably need to send it to something newer. So in general, the answer is the latest supported service pack, or if you are doing rebase, the currently developed service pack, like SP4 in this case, for example. So it's a little bit tricky, and I know that it will require guidance, but we are here to help you. And again, as mentioned, we are reviewing every single submission. So if it's something suspicious, we will just let you know. Then we have to redo it differently or help you to achieve what you need to achieve. Another case, branding packages. I've mentioned that they are in Leap. So this is a very simple example. Again, you would do OSCSR to Leap 15.3, just like in many in the other cases. The only exception is really when we fork the package there, you have to think about where do I really want to, you know, update the code. So here just request to leave 15.3. Maintenance requests. So maintenance requests are currently tricky. So for previous code streams, you can just do SR against, let's say, SLI 15, I don't know, SP2 update, and it will work. But for SLI 15 SP3 update, it currently doesn't work. We have a bug, and I'm discussing it with Autobuild how to get it fixed. Because if you do MR, it triggers the OpenSUSE maintenance request, and it doesn't get to SLI. So we have to improve this. But stay tuned, like it should be fixed within the next few days. And the maintenance workflow documentation, including the SLI one, will be documented on the maintain and update process. Wiki, yeah, another way to check origin, I've mentioned that you can do it also through web browser. So if you go to Leap 15.3 project, you can check the inherited, well, for packages that we are introducing in 15.3, it would be, or the branding packages, it would be the packages, but you want to see the inherited ones, because I told you most of the Leap is coming from backports. And here you just look for package and you see, oh, it's coming from SLI or it's coming from backports, and which, you know, service pack of SLI. This is the very first one, the zeroth service pack. It's just, we are not using SP0 in the name. So this is actually a convenient way. One thing that I would like to say before the discussion, because next step is just discussion, you know, like listening to your pain points and basically looking for some suggestions how to make this a little bit more user-friendly, contributor-friendly, maybe is the best word here. And I would like to ask you to join BAR, you know, every single time when you have a moment or when you want to discuss some of the issues or hindrance or whatever you have with contributing. There's always someone, and, you know, this is taken from 3:30 a.m. and you can see, you know, CEST time, and you can see that people are there, everybody's happy. It's just because we are from all around the globe. And now let's move to discussion, because otherwise this is the end of the presentation. Let me switch then. Newless room. Hey guys, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Perfect, perfect. Any questions? Like, I know it's overwhelming because there is a lot of information, so sorry for that, but unfortunately this is how the new layout looks like. And if somebody has some questions or something is still unclear, just ask, you know, this is why the discussion is more important than the actual slides, because we want to fix your problem and not just, you know, talk about how it looks like. No one?
Well,
yeah, Neil can talk about it a little bit, right? So, Neil, let me give context to people. So Neil, as mentioned, is one of the people who actually attend the meeting like regularly. He's there every time. And, you know, he has the experience with late features, not yet early features, because I think that we started relatively late. Also, the 15.3 had really short development phase because we could only start with SLEE beta 2 because of the NDA. So this release, we will have much more time actually to work on some early features as well. Your turn, Neil.